basically, we had a bomb go off, and it lasted for about 12 or 14 hours. It's been horrible. My home and the home of my family is, miraculously untouched.
Just one person recounting their story in the aftermath of Hurricane Fiona, which touched down over the weekend over Nova Scotia, eastern Quebec, Newfoundland, Prince Edward Island, and the cleanup is underway. The work is underway. 100 Canadian troops each have been sent to Nova Scotia, PEI, and Newfoundland and Labrador. We want to take you to the heart of the scene and get some boots on the ground testimony for what's going on. And for that, we welcome the Minister of Rural Economic Development of Canada and the MP for Long Range Mountains, Newfoundland. Goody Hutchings is with us. Ms. Hutchings, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for the invitation to join you today from Port-au-Basque.
How is everyone doing there?
Folks are in shock. I got on the ground yesterday, and I can tell you the pictures do not describe. You cannot get from pictures what the devastation is here on the ground. People were preparing. I reached out to a lot of the local mayors in this area. And all along the coast, because, Newfoundlanders, Labradorans, we're coastal people, we're used to storms. But, the forecast, we knew this one was going to be bad. And yes, everybody was ready, had the emergency preparedness plans. But there was no way that anybody was prepared for this. There were over, I met with the town this morning. Their count this morning was 76 homes that were totally destroyed or structurally unsound.
Ms. Hutchings, can you describe the situation with people? Has everybody accounted for beyond what we know? We know we had the one tragic death of the 73-year-old woman who got washed away.
Everyone is accounted for, yes. And the woman that was washed away, I spent an hour this afternoon with her husband, and it was one of the hardest things I've had to do in a long time. And it's tragic because in these small communities, everybody knows everybody. And, Port-au-Basque is a town of not 4,000 people. So everybody does know everyone. So the pain is felt by everyone. And then today, watching residents, the town has some areas cordoned off. Well, all the devastated areas, I won't give you the street names. They won't mean much to you folks. But, they have to be so careful when people go in because homes are not structurally sound, and they have to wait until the town can take you in to make sure. And you're seeing people go through the debris looking for a picture or a momentum or a plaque or some clothing or some personal items that they can save out of this total devastation. So that just, again, rips the heart out of you because your whole life is in a few little mementos you were able to save from this devastation.
Goody Hutchings is the Minister of Rural Economic Development of Canada and the MP for Long Range Mountains, Newfoundland and Labrador, and is joining us live from Port-au-Basque after Hurricane Fiona has devastated the Atlantic Canadian provinces here. And we're talking about the loss of one elderly woman, a 73-year-old woman, a Port-au-Basque resident. And when you look at all of the devastation, Minister, it's hard to imagine the recovery efforts and where to begin, but with 100 Canadian Armed Forces heading over, is there hope that people would be able to return to homes, or do you need to rebuild?
Oh, you definitely need to rebuild, my friend. Like I said, there's over, the count this morning was 76 homes that aren't fixable. But you know what, I've got to tell you, the mayor and the council here, Mayor Button, and the council and all the volunteers stepped up. They've done a phenomenal job. The Red Cross is active on the ground. The Salvation Army is active on the ground. The Lions Club is active on the ground. The donations are coming in to help people. The province is here as well with their emergency unit. So the area is dealing with what is the emergency right now. We need people with a roof over their head and clothing and food and warm and safe. And then it's the short term and then the medium term and the long term. And it will be a long, long while before this community gets back on its feet. And there's other communities nearby here that have had devastation as well. Not as impactful, as impactful, but just not in the numbers as this area. Communities of Burnt Islands and Marguerite, Fox Roost, beautiful little fishing communities on the south coast. And with the infrastructure damage, like I said, it will be years before this place gets back on its feet, 100%.
Minister, communities rally at times like this, and you mentioned some of the charitable organizations on the ground. People do have shelter. Have you been able to get that together so that people have shelter overnight and, you know, a place to go for a warm meal? Yeah,
the town has done a remarkable job. There are a couple of local hotels, and they gave some rooms. They have shelters set up at the schools. The Lions Club has a drop-off area where people are dropping off toys for children and clothing and shoes and personal items. And, you know, because people literally ran out of their homes with what was on their back or just what they could grab in a few minutes. The other thing that we've got to realize, like, yes, people were prepared that there was a storm coming, but as you know, coastal people, we watch the tides a lot. And this weekend, Friday night, Saturday morning, was a full moon. And with that was a high, there's always higher tides on a full moon. And if you look at the graphs that are out there, what the fishermen tell you is true. So even before the storm surge hit, the tide at low tide was what it should be at high tide, if I'm making sense. So it was high anyhow, because of the full moon and high tides. Then you add a storm surge, which added just made it a catastrophe, which is exactly what this was. Everywhere I've gone since I've been here, people are like, I've lived here 80 years, 60 years, 50 years. I've never seen waves like this. I've never seen storms like this. You know, we're used to it. 100 kilometer an hour winds, 140 kilometer an hour winds. Yeah, that's a windy day here. Yeah. But couple that with the storm surge and the waves, that's what did the destruction and the damage.
You are also the Minister of Rural Economic Development of Canada. So as you look at Port of Basque, as you look at these shorelines of this beautiful country that have been devastated by Hurricane Fiona, and you talk about these fishing villages, Minister, you know, I know Newfoundlanders who are in their 40s, 30s, they've left because the industry isn't what they want to get into, right? Do you see these fishing villages abandoned after Fiona? Are we going to lose communities?
I don't think so. Look, the fishing industry for Newfoundland and Labrador is a $6 billion export business. What we have to do as a federal government and provincial government and municipalities is we have to build our infrastructure for the future. And we have to start doing that when we rebuild from these terrible catastrophes. We can't put back that was there. Obviously, the culverts and the supports for the bridges and all that cannot support the winds and the storm surges and the storms that we're seeing now. Or frankly, if you relate this to out west with forest fires or the drought, like, climate change is real. Climate change is affecting everything. And we have to build differently, and we have to build for the future.
And we do appreciate your time on this significant day. Minister, thank you very much. We wish you all the best out there.
Thank you so much for reaching out and friends.
That is Goody Hutchings, Minister of Rural Economic Development of Canada and the Member of Parliament for Long Range Mountains in Newfoundland and Labrador. She joined us live here on the Rush on News Talk 1010 Toronto from Port of Basque, which has been devastated by Hurricane Fiona. More than 70 homes just ruined. People will have to relocate. The Canadian Armed Forces on their way over to help, but the recovery will be long.
It will be long, and they are a strong people in Atlantic Canada, and let's keep them in our thoughts, but also let's keep them front of mind if we are able to make charitable donations. Let's come together as a country here.